Hello there. My name is Glenn Grew. I'm going to be talking about blogging circles. There are four types of blogging spheres, I would call them. The first main focus for bloggers has to do with knowledge building. Knowledge building, knowledge sharing, exchanging ideas. But before people can get into commenting and sharing ideas, they need to have the skills and knowledge of working within a cohort. So my classification of knowledge building, per se, has to do with blogging that's occurring within an LMS, a learning management system such as Moodle or Blackboard. This is working with others, and more specifically with an instructor, in a sequenced, structured learning environment. The end goal being the sharing and exchanging, the development rather, of learning artifacts. Blog posts, photos, presentations, primarily focused again within the short-term course. I would classify knowledge-building blogging as founded upon or based upon the value of dependency, this idea that learners require structure and sequencing and assistance and scaffolding from their instructor. What happens then is that as learners grow and develop their skill set, they move into what I consider network building. Network building is dealing with group work, collaboration and cooperation amongst peers as well as with their instructor. But you know, it's interesting, even though learners get this background within Moodle, it's just as more, I would consider it more effective within something called Ning or ELGG or Edmodo, some kind of social learning network. You know, Moodle is different, or an LMS is different from a social network in many, many ways. But one of the affordances, one of the advantages of an LMS is the structure and sequencing, the safety. And one of the advantages of the social network is its ability to provide a variety of different learning contexts, partnerships, groups, blogging circles. It enables learners to make some choices that they wouldn't be able to make to the same extent in Moodle. So in a sense, social networking, network building, requires learners to become more semi-autonomous and work within a semi-structured environment. So they become more self-directed and more self-regulated. Their end result is to develop a series of e-portfolios, or just one e-portfolio, in which they collect and connect their different learning artifacts, and they reflect on them and develop, as I say, an electronic portfolio at the end of the session or the program. Whereas the knowledge-building blogging environment is mainly focused on dependency, the network building blogging network, the blogging system, is based mainly on that of utility. That is, the learners in both of these cases are primarily focused on getting their grades, doing the assignments, completing their work, participating to the extent that they get the grades. And so, whereas in the first case, they're pretty much dependent on the instructors to help them learn the skills and do the things they need to do, in the case of network building, it's really utilitarian. It is really what I would consider to be trying to draw upon the resources available to them, finding the resources, sharing resources insofar as it benefits them. So this is a limited sense of why students actually share their ideas with others, and some would definitely disagree. And I would accept that. But for the large majority of learners, who are interacting with other learners within a network, a social network, they're doing so in order to get their grades. There are, of course, other reasons, and I'll get to that in a bit. But again, I'm putting the ideas out there to say that a social network such as ELGG or Edmodo or Ning, for the most part, is attempting to address a particular set of skills that learners need. But in the case of community building, George Siemens was talking about lurking and legitimate peripheral participation. And his criticism of lurking is that they're taking, they're not contributing. And it brought me to a point where I was saying, well, there are many reasons why these people would not want to participate, or, you know, that's not necessarily a negative. But I can see the point in the sense that, you know, in the case of a cohort or in the case of a group of individual learners working with each other to collaborate on a project, they're in it to get their grades. They're not in it to have some higher, nobler purpose. They're there to get what they need, and they take what they need from the resources available in order to reach their goals. So from a clear perspective of the user, that is the students are being encouraged within the social network and within the LMS to be takers. They're not being encouraged to participate as contributors. They're not being, I mean, people would say, oh, well, they're doing that. They are doing that. They're getting grades for commenting. Yes, and that's why they're commenting. They're commenting not so far as to get the additional benefits of commenting, you know, interaction with others, but they're doing so in order to get their grades to meet the minimum requirements. And it is a rather cynical view of student participation, but nonetheless it does exist, and there are a lot of reasons for why learners do what they need to do, meet the minimum requirements, and are rather utilitarian in their approach. They need to be practical. They have so many other things on their plates. They don't have the time to engage in the next sphere, which is community building. So, above all of the activities that are going on within an LMS or a social network such as ELGG or Edmodo, you have a personal learning network occurring. And you have what George Siemens has been developing, Dave Cormier and Stephen Downs, those individuals and others are developing MOOCs, Massive Open Online Courses. And they're observing that a large number of the learners, maybe 80%, 70%, 60%, are not really participating. They're lurking. And it's interesting because when you're developing these types of skills to engage in community building, you almost need to have an entirely different set of values developed in order to do so successfully. And this is interesting. So, whereas the LMS is really focused on reinforcing the value of dependency, and networks, social networks, are reinforcing the idea, the value of utility, community building, such as MOOCs, are, or I would even say, massive open online courses or larger online communities, are focused on reciprocity, gift token exchange, and they're not so much interested in social capital. They're interested in helping others, more altruistic. And it's interesting to see that the very things that are needed for community building are not actually required for the other two. Then there are those individuals that want to go beyond knowledge building, network building, community building. They think about themselves, but within the context of a larger community. They give back. And in this case, this is the Extended Personal Learning Network. They become comfortable working within cohorts, working within partnerships, learning groups, collaborating with others, working within a number of different learning communities. They've got e-portfolios for a number of different purposes. They've taken a number of different courses and programs, and they need something more than just above, you know, all of the items above. What's more is that they're looking beyond their programs, and their lifespan has extended their ability to see beyond the need for depending upon others entirely to get their learning. And they see themselves as now being able to be in a position where their experience and maturity have helped them contribute to others. Others are coming to them. So, as leaders, they're more willing to blog in the open. There's a lot of issues involved in that. And they're more interested in dealing with a number of different types of life streams, professional, personal, interpersonal, community. They're more self-defined, they're more interested in self-definition, more interested in developing personal and community legacies for others, as well as for oneself, for family. As well, they're interested in lifelong learning. You know, once they get past the necessity for developing the skills and knowledge to get their job, they're more interested in the social and spiritual, rather than the practical day-to-day events going on to get the things done in an instrumental sense to meet their needs. Their needs have changed. Majority of these learners are over 45, I'd say in their 40s and beyond. A larger number of these learners are now at that point where they don't require that much more effort on getting skills in order to get better jobs and get more money, etc. So the money code is no longer the predominant reason for learning. And having said that, identity building begins. And again, I want to emphasize that these are roughly some classifications that I've come up with, because I'm recognizing that you need to engage in knowledge building, and you need to engage in network building, and you need to engage in community building. But identity building is important too. I'm going to digress and say that institutions have a responsibility for all of these four elements, and that they're failing miserably in the area of community building and identity building. They're attempting to do these things. Everybody's giving lip service to community development, and everybody's giving service to lifelong learning. But that's all it is. It's lip service. Majority of the skills that are being developed in today's world, especially in the West, is focusing on knowledge building and network building. That is, on how we present ourselves to others in order to get our money, in order to get the things we want, in order to live the good life. And so, this emphasis on identity building is an area that I'm interested in, because I see that it is the next step, the next naturally progression, the next natural step in the progression. So that's my take on blogging circles. It would have tremendous implications for curriculum and for an orientation towards how we're going to, you know, develop this in time. Thank you very much for listening.